Max and the Fairy Godmother. Max was just 13 years of age, and he lived in a poor community on the outskirts of town. His three siblings were younger than he was, and they didn't understand why they couldn't afford the good things in life, such as more clothes, food, and electronic gadgets like other children did. Their mother had two jobs, one of which was in a restaurant, and the other as an office attendant. But because of some bad decisions and poor education, she couldn't provide much for her children. Max's father was now in prison, facing time for failing to pay some money he owed from a previous business partnership, couldn't support them from behind bars, and although he divorced his children's mother, he too found out he was in the living hell in his mind. Max often thought and wished things would be different. Only if imaginations could come true, he thought to himself. He often remembered his grandma, who was now dead, having succumbed to cancer, saying, "Every cloud has a silver lining." Would things make a dramatic shift in their lives? After all, their mom needed a much higher paying job that could support her and the children. It wasn't always like this, though. Max could remember how, when he was at the tender age of 5 years, his parents were happily married, and their house was in good